Greetings and salutations! I see you've returned for another episode of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. You have excellent taste. Before we start, I want to mention that Peepers 2022 will be hopping onto the digital streaming platform soon. I've heard a few here and there, but my favorite spot has been quiet. When the Peeper speed dating begins, I'll bring back those mingling sounds and share them with you. Today we have a dumb birthday game from April 17th, 1993, which I've titled Gabby Birthday. You will understand why in a few minutes. A Norm chuckle kicks this one off. Norm and Westinghouse agree that he's money well spent. Do you want to hear a Yiddish colloquialism? Because you're going to get one. The clientele for the game are a panel of virgins. Mike from Wakefield, Kay in Easton, who's hoping her sister Gertrude in Abington is listening. Dave in Bellingham, Gabby from Brookline, and the silliness takes off from here. I'm in studio, and Jack Hart's in traffic. Now for our birthdays. No one from April 17th will be included, and Norm gives us the examples to prove his point. Genevieve from The Jack Parr Show. Chris Barber, trombonist who had a hit record in 1959 called Le Petit Fleur. Anne Shirley, Olivia Hussey, Jan Hammer, Lon McAllister, Don Kirshner, Lindsay Anderson, and Elizabeth Lindsay. Now, I knew two of those people, Jan Hammer and Don Kirshner, but Norm has made an executive decision to start with Wednesday, April 21st of the coming week. Sarah Nathan's birthday is also on the 21st. Oh, before we get to that, let's cover our dead birthdays for the 17th. Harry Reasoner, William Holden, Thornton Wilder, J.P. Morgan, and Nikita Khrushchev. All right, Wednesday, April 21st. Tony Danza, and wait until you hear Kay's impression of one of our beloved regular players. Charles Grodin, Anthony Quinn. Could we be in for a Gabby the Greek impression? Let's stroll over to Thursday, April 22nd, for the wax-cheeked Glenn Campbell, Jack Nicholson, Eddie Albert, and Norm desperately pleads with Mike to see a movie. We merrily skip to Friday, April 23rd, for Valerie Bertinelli, who's kind of pretty for a girl, Shirley Temple Black, and Hervé Villechaize. Wah. There's lots of love from the players post-game. Norm, Jack, and I chuckle for world brotherhood. And Norm again wonders what kind of a station WBZ is to allow this foolishness on the air. We are blessed with some commercials. Gold Bond with Todd Adams from Haverhill, Mass. And his itchy, burning left foot. A very enthusiastic Gil Santos tells us that WBZ and the lottery want to send you to Greece. Sunline Cruises and Olympic Airlines. In Norm's preferred medication to help him get through every show, Marazine. We close with Norm, Gabby Hayes, and Arthur Godfrey performing one of the first rap songs. They are joined by a guest whistler and a world-renowned trombone player. The lines are ablazing with Sam, Joe, Fred, Bill, Annie, Alois, Jess, Jim, Sydney, Alicia, and Walter. Yet we still have 17 lines open. Oh, the laughs we have on this one. Let's start the party. Episode 82. Gabby Birthday begins now.
Oh my.
You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game.
Play the dumb birthday game.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever amount of credibility and dignity the Westinghouse organization works itself up into, we certainly destroy right during the night. Just what we put Nathan on during the night, and all the public relations efforts, we spent $1 million, you know, a second with our promotion, public relations. We want Westinghouse to be a solid organization. He comes on in seconds. It's like Linka Piotta. He just ruins it. Anyway, so that was acting. I was just doing a skit.
What was that you just said? Link of what?
That, it's a Yiddish expression. My grandmother used to use it a lot when she was degrading something. She'd say, look at that boy. That looks like Linka Piotta, which means it looks like a piece of junk. Well. What it actually means is left foot. or left sole, left foot. Linka is left, and Piotr, as in
Piotr,
is in Piotr, which is a kind of the prefix for a lot of foot things in a lot of languages. That means for left foot. So we'd always say that.
So well, how would you say I've got that itching between my piotas or something? What would you say?
Well, no, you wouldn't know. See, linka piotas is just a colloquial expression, okay, meaning a, you know, junk. Like you'd say, look what I got between my toes. Look at that, a whole bunch of linka piotas. I better use gold bond.
Exactly.
Something of that nature. It's linka piotas, anything distasteful.
Oh, okay.
You know, like Robert from Everett, something of that nature.
I see.
Okay, let's see who we got. We got Mike from Wakefield. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. I'm fine. How nice of you.
Hi, Norm.
In your your busy day to ask about my health. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Is this your first crack at this?
Yes, I am. It is.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. Okay, we have Kay, who's down in Easton, down near Brockton there with us. Hi, Kay. May? No, Kay, wait a minute. It's Kay. It's Kay. It's not May.
Yes. Hi, Norm.
Hi, Kay.
I'm as excited as Mike is.
My goodness sakes, you're going to have to hold yourself back, you guys.
I
know it.
Have you played this game before?
No.
You're a new fella on the block, too, then.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I hope my sister's listening. I told her about 10 times I'm going to be on the birthday game, and then I chickened out. So I hope she's listening tonight.
What's her name? What's her first name?
Gertrude.
And where's she from?
Abington.
Abington.
Yeah.
Gertrude and Abington.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a way down there.
Anybody who's listening in Abington might and knows Gertrude, just give her a call now.
Oh, good.
And if she's sleeping, so much the better.
That's right.
There's nothing like irritating somebody in the middle of the night.
Right. And Norm, one more thing I just want to say is you were talking about heaven. A news announcer who's kind of silly. Oh, I think Darryl Gould is silly, don't you?
Oh yeah. Well, he's a newsman with a sense of humor.
Oh,
and
he writes
very well. And he when he's writing on the lighter side of the news, he does take a tongue in cheek approach. I think he's very good. I'm a fan of his.
Yes, I am too.
Except personally, he's an obnoxious, terrible person.
Oh right.
No, I'm just making that up.
I know.
Dave in Bellingham. Hi, you're part of the clientele here or something. I don't know what I'm saying, but nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I heard what you said when I got off the line about an hour ago there about me calling in on the toll call there. Remember what you said?
On the toll call.
Yeah,
I said you called and.
Well, they made up for it because they called me back.
No, that's right too. Because if it's a toll call, we'll call you back.
That's all made up for.
Yeah. Okay. That's very good. Now, what I was saying was, Dave called from Bellingham, and I did most of the talking. I thought it's unfair. He's paying the phone bill, and I'm doing the talking. That was wrong. Anyway, we are paying for this call. Gabby in Brookline. Son of a, is this Gabby Hayes with a big beard and a funny way of talking?
Hi, Norm.
It's a woman.
It is.
Why, it's a beautiful woman.
Of
I remember
I
you
am.
When you were an old croc there with a beard, and you talked like you had no teeth.
Why, see what happened? She was deep-weaked.
She was deep-weaked. Why, you've grown to be a beautiful woman with freckles.
Yes, overnight.
Overnight. Is this your first time, too?
Yes, it is.
So we have a whole bunch of virgins.
Loaded with virgins.
Yeah, a lot of virgins.
Haven't been this lucky since I was 16.
We will be gentle. We'll be kind.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've heard Tony, whose presence is always very strongly felt.
You know, I didn't know you could drink milk cold until my mother told me.
Yeah. And my mother used to say the only way to drink milk at all was... I'm trying to
right
think.
From the source.
That's something of that nature. Yeah, you had to lie underneath a cow.
Yeah.
She didn't know. Poor soul. Anyway.
I bet you she was utterly clueless.
Utterly clueless. I get you. Yes. Yeah. Jack. Hello. Jack Hart is, of course, part of this. And,
hello.
I think we've already gotten our fill of bad jokes. And we haven't even gotten to you yet. Shows you we're way ahead of schedule. What's that? Is it okay? You all right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Let me just tell you, first of all, for Saturday, April 17th, which is today, of course, there's nobody we're going to guess.
No one?
No, there's nobody. Well, there are a few interesting people, but they're kind of tough. So I thought we'd guest people during the coming week. Well, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know you always think I'm skipping people because I don't know them, Tony, but you do, and they're fascinating. But
sometimes it's vice versa. You know them, and we have no idea.
That's right. And I think in this case, I think that's more likely.
Well, drop
okay.
some names.
I'll drop some names of people born in this days. One was Genevieve, who used to appear on the Jack Parr program, and she was kind of a bubblehead.
Next.
Okay. My case rests, Your Honor. Chris Barber, who's a trombonist, band leader, and had a hit record in 1959 called Petite Fleur, The Little Flower.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
Ann Shirley.
I guess we can cut the barber fella out of that list.
Get the barber fella, yeah. Yeah.
Trim him right out of it.
Yeah. British leading lady Oliver Hussey. Composer musician Jan Hammer. Jan Hammer. Okay, composed the music for Miami Vice. That Alon McAllister, the actor who's been in, he was Home in Indiana with Gene Crane, Stage Door Canteen, and Babes in Arms. Don Kirshner, you know him, the rock concert
that's
promoter.
True. Yeah.
Okay, that's about it. Lindsay Anderson, a director, born in India, and Elizabeth Lindsay, the actress.
Her daughter.
Okay.
No.
And most of the really interesting people born in this state are no longer with us. Harry Reasoner, William Holden, Thornton Wilder, J.P. Morgan, Nikita Khrushchev. None of them are living, but they were born in this state. So we're going to skip today.
Not even Jan Hammer?
Not even Jan Hammer.
All right.
Because I already compiled a swell list of people born during the coming week. Starting with Wednesday because... we'll be here Sunday night. We'll do the Mondays, but we'll start with the Wednesday, April 21st, and that was Tony Danza was born on April 21st. See, these are a little bit better known people. Okay, we're going to start with you, Mike. How old do you think Tony Danza is or will be on Monday?
I would say he's. Moment, I would say he's 39 to 40.
Which one?
I'd say 40, 39.
39, you'd say, okay.
What?
He said 39. Does that hold some kind of significance?
I don't know.
Not to me, for heaven's sakes. Okay.
Not even a little?
Well.
That's enough.
Now, cut that out. Kay, what do you think? How old would you say, you see, Tony Danza, is, Kay?
I don't even know who he is.
Tony, you don't know Tony
Danza. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a Debbie.
Oh, I see. I see. That's cute.
Doing the Debbie.
He played the struggling boxer on the Taxi TV series, and... Who's the boss, of course. He's been on 8 seasons, ending in 1992. I'm sorry, how old did you say? 38 years old. Okay. And Dave? 42, says Dave. And Gabby?
I think he's about 46, because he has a grown son.
Okay.
He has a what?
A grown son.
Yeah,
you can't understand Gabby, because she has a beard and no teeth.
She's right about that. She's right.
Picture that.
When I said Gabby, though, I expect you to come on and you'd say, "Yes, I'm Gabby, I live in Brookline, and I like to play the dumb birthday game here while I cook up some beans out here on the prairie."
My favorite.
That's right, and I'll give you the answers by singing them, like around the campfire. Oh, God, I'm hurting myself. I think my nose just slipped off. Anyway, Tony, what do you think? Tony Danza.
He may have the grown son, but I believe he's 39.
You think 39.
Can you give me a Gabby Benny?
Gabby Benny, let's say. Gabby Benny, let's say. You see...
You hurt yourself.
You know... Now, cut that out, you see.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's great. Sounds like the GoFundMe. Hey, Norm, how's his counterpart? How old is the counterpart? We're playing the game now. Just off the record.
What counterpart are you talking about?
The blondie.
The woman who's on that show?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. What's her name?
Jeez.
Cheese is her name, eh? Cheese Garelnik. No, I don't know. If you tell me your name, I'll look it up for you. Because I have sources here. I have reference books all over the place.
You've got connections.
I've got connections, yes. Okay, Jack, what do you think?
41.
41. Say that again. That was nice the way you said it.
41.
41. Okay. Actually, Tony Danza on Wednesday, the 21st, will be... Incidentally, that's my daughter Sarah's birthday, too.
Hmm. Hey.
We could guess her age, I suppose, but, you know, she's young enough, so she probably wouldn't mind. Tony Danza will be 42, oh, which is what Dave in Bellingham oh said.
You know what, Dave?
Dave.
I hate you.
Oh, he hates you. Oh. Wow. Vengeance, that's true. You're okay when you're losing, but when you're winning, boy, the anima... Well, he comes out. I've seen it happen. God knows. Okay, Charles...
off by 3 years.
Charles Grodin, who's one of my favorite actors. I think he's spectacular. Let me see if I can find some things about him that might give you a clue as to his age.
Midnight Run, Beethoven. Well, those were the movie credits.
That's right. Midnight Run. I loved Midnight Run. I thought that was a great movie.
He did a great movie with
that.
What's that, please?
Who starred in that?
Who starred in that?
Right.
It was Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right, Norm.
Why do you say that? You say it like I'm like right, Norm. Oh, sure.
You're right, Norm.
Okay, I am right, Norm.
Alex Trebek.
Okay.
In disguise.
Are you going to be doing this during this whole game? Is this a have we discovered something really bad here?
No.
Okay. Charles Grodin also was in Heaven Can Wait, Taking Care of Business, born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're going to start with you, Jack, the age of Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin.
And what were you going to say, Jack?
He was in a great movie with Sybil Shepherd that I can never remember the
yes,
name of.
Yes, it was an excellent movie. I was just thinking of that. Suddenly she appeared. They took a shot of her shooting upward, and there's this beautiful, incredible woman. What was that?
Was it Bad Luck something?
He was on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he bumped into Sybil Shepherd, who he was not married to. Who was he married to?
I don't know, the woman who got all the bee stings.
Yeah. Was that Elaine May?
Elaine May's daughter.
Elaine May's daughter?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Was Mike Nichols in that, or did he direct that movie? I keep thinking of him.
I don't recall. I've only seen it twice,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know. Anyway, that was a good
Sybil Shepherd. Maybe they have the name. Maybe they have that movie.
Hey, you know, that's a good idea.
Oh, Mike Nichols, maybe.
Okay, we'll look up Sybil Shepherd. Okay, Sybil Shepherd. This is not a fast-moving program, but it's a kind of relaxed movie.
Yes.
program. It doesn't spin your head at all.
She just came out with a new movie.
Which one was that? You don't remember that either, no? You come up with these provocative statements, and you can't remember.
57, Charles Grodin.
Okay, February 18th. We've got two dates, February 18th and 20th. I don't know what that means. Hold on a minute. We're looking up Sybil Shepherd. And maybe at this very moment, she's looking us up. Wouldn't that be nice? she was on the Last Picture Show, which is not what we're thinking of. No, I don't have the information about that movie. Yeah, it was worth a try. Okay, Jack, what do you think? How old is Charles Grodin?
Oh, Charles Grodin. 53.
Okay, Tony?
54.
And what do you think, Gary?
I think he's 53.
53 years old. I've got a can of beans that I just cooked this morning older than that. What do you say we hitch up the horses and get out of here? What do you say? Hop along? Anyway, now I'm getting pitiful. Now I'm to be an object to be pitied. Yeah, nobody's laughing anymore. They're just pitying me. And that's when it's time to leave the stage. Oh, I'm having such a good time. I wish you'd join me. Dave, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the double nickel, 55.
55, okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting to sound like Jack when he's ready to do his traffic report.
You're having a hell of a time.
I'm having a great time, yeah. I think it's punchy from being here all this week.
Either that or it's your last night on.
That's right. It may very well be. Kay, what do you think?
59.
59, okay.
59.
Oh, my, what a funny age. Mike, what do you say?
I would say, sir, 57.
Mike would say, sir, 57, which means that you and Kay are the closest because he's right in the middle of 57 or 59. He's 58. Yeah, so that means we have a different winner each round. With Mike, Kay, and Dave, the top of the batting order, all have got one apiece as we go to Anthony Quinn, also born on April 21st, next Wednesday. Anthony Quinn, let me see, I'll tell you about Anthony Quinn. Oh, I could tell you plenty about Anthony Quinn. Let me tell you, man. Oh, Anthony Quinn. He was born in Mexico, best known for Zorba the Greek. He won an Oscar for supporting actor in 1952 for portraying Zapata's brother in Viva Zapata. And he won also won in 1956 for Lust for Life. He co-starred in 1991 in Only the Lonely. And that's about it. He was born in Chihuahua, Mexico. Anthony Quinn. Awfully good actor, an interesting man.
Now, what's that song from Zorba the Greek? There's many, but is that where If I Were a Rich Man from? No.
No, that's Fiddler on the Roof.
Never on a Sunday?
Yes, never. No. No, that's from a Milana McCurry movie.
Hi, Norm.
Which was called Never on Sunday.
Norm?
Hold on a minute. I think I hear a voice coming from overseas on the other side of the rainbow. Hello?
Hi, can you repeat the question?
The question is Anthony Quinn's age.
Oh, I see.
I don't know how I could put it more simply than that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
I was asking about the song because I wanted to hear Gabby, Gabby the Greek. I wanted to hear that
first. You wanted to hear Gabby Hayes do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I forgot what it. I can just see him dancing to that and, you know, snapping his fingers and all that. Okay, well, it's going to start with you, Dave.
Oh, God, why?
Because I don't like your looks, that's why.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How old? Could you get just a little closer to the phone? Speak up just a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to say 61.
Hey, that's good. 61. Okay. That's good. Wasn't commenting on your guess. It was commenting the fact that you're coming in clearer now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I'd say 66, sir.
66, sir. Okay. And Tony, sir?
Oh, 67.
67. And Kay, what do you think?
73.
And Jack?
72,
says Jack. And Gabby, what do you think?
72.
72. Okay. Actually, Anthony Quinn is 77.
Oh, wow. I was close to that.
Yeah, so the closest is Kay, who said 73.
Oh.
Yeah, so Kay has got two in a row. Zowie.
I wrote it down.
Now we're going to go to Thursday, April 22nd, next Thursday, and Glenn Campbell, the guy who polishes his cheeks. You notice his cheeks are kind of round and they look like they've been waxed.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He waxes his cheeks.
Those are actually two bits of wax fruit that he just props up on his face to be different.
No. A lot of people think that, and I know it's a lot of that has been published in newspapers. But it's he actually waxes his cheeks. It has nothing to do with waxed fruit, no matter what they say. And he's the guy who says ha ha. And that's when the wax really stands out. Some of it starts dripping off to his mouth. But anyway...
You can't hold a candle to him.
You can't hold a candle to him. That's very good. Okay. Anyway, that's a little scoop from Entertainment Tonight. Let's start with you, Gabby. What do you say?
About 48.
Around 48. Okay. And see, Tony, what do you think?
He's 51 now.
He's 51 now.
I have no idea.
Okay, no idea at all, eh?
No, shows, doesn't it?
Guys, well, you know, the reason he started waxing his cheeks was so he would look younger, and obviously he does, and not nobody can figure out how old he is. You can't with guys who... never mind.
Who don't wax their cheeks.
Yes. Mike, what do you say?
I'd say 42, 43, sir.
Which one would you say, sir?
All right, 42.
42, okay. Let's see, Kay.
48,
says Kay. And Jack?
Do you know who's the only country star to ever have been a Beach Boy?
I didn't know that, no. I didn't know that.
Did
anybody else know that? Anybody know that?
I didn't know that.
No, nobody knew that.
I did not know that.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
47.
47. Okay. I never did give you a background on him, did I? Could
it's
I
okay.
Him? It doesn't really matter. I want to see if it says.
Wax is his cheek. It says, that was all we needed to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. In 1965, he toured briefly as guitarist with the Beach Boys.
Hey.
Yeah, you're right. In 1969, he hosted the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour. You gotta distrust anybody with a program with that kind of a title, the Good Time Hour. Indeed. Dave, what do you think?
52.
52. Okay. Actually, he'll be 58.
Wow. Oh,
wow. Yeah, 58. He's heading towards 60.
Wow.
That produced some reaction. The closest would have been Tony.
No,
it would have been Dave. Dave said 52. Yeah, Dave came within 6 years.
Dave ties it up.
Yeah, and Dave has got two, and so is Kay. And one apiece from Mike. No, just Mike. Mike has got one.
What are you trying?
Well, Kay and Dave have two apiece, and Mike has one as we go to Jack Nicholson. Okay, let me see what I can tell you about Jack Nicholson that will give you a clue. Jack Nicholson. We're talking Thursday now, April 22nd. He was born in Neptune, New Jersey. I don't know. He doesn't look like New Jersey. I don't know what that means.
It looks a little more like Neptune.
Neptune is true.
Sounds like out of this world.
That's very good. Very good, Mike. Now go to your room. Okay.
I know it. All right.
He won an Oscar.
Without supper?
No, without anything. He won an Oscar for Best Actor in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and that was in 1975. That was Michael Douglas who produced that. Mm-hmm. Everybody said, what a nutty thing to do, and he did well with that. And it turned out to be quite a good movie. He was also the Joker, of course, in Batman. He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Terms of Endearment in 1983. And in films Man Trouble, Hoffa, which, you know, recent movie he did, and for television, and A Few Good Men, not for television, for the theater, and A Few Good Men made his name in Easy Rider. I don't have a date for that. But Jack Nicholson, anyway. And we're going to start with you, Tony. What do you think, Jack Nicholson?
57.
57. Kay, what do you say?
55.
And Gabby?
62.
62. Mike?
I'd say 63.
Dave?
59.
And Jack?
57.
57 is absolutely correct.
Hey.
You and Tony got that right on the button.
Son, finally got one.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very good. Very
it was
good.
The year I was born, too.
1957.
That's right.
Can we guess your age? Anyway, Eddie Albert was also born on April 22nd.
Hmm. Yeah,
he's an interesting man. Who did he play with? Anybody he wants.
Green Acres.
That's right. He was born Edward Albert Heimberger.
Hmm. Oh,
that?
No,
Edward Albert
no
Heimberger. In Rock Island, Illinois. Would I kid you, Mike? You're too sharp for anybody to kid. He was nominated for a supporting actor Oscar in 1953.
Where is he now, Norm?
Hold on a minute. See, I'm talking about him right at this very moment. And also, we're going to find out the name of that movie that we couldn't think of, because he was in that, too. Do you remember? The one with Cybill Shepherd and Charles Grodin. He was the father.
He was Cybill Shepherd's father.
Yeah. I saw him in a musical in Boston many years ago, and he was much younger.
Kidding.
Yeah, and he's got better looking. I think he's gotten older. His craggly features, I think, are really interesting. I mean that. I think he looks great. Anyway, he was nominated for supporting actor in 1953 for Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn, for which she won an Oscar. Eddie was also nominated in 1972 for supporting actor in Heartbreak Kid. That's the movie we couldn't think
of. That's the name of the movie.
Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, geez, I've never seen that movie. I wish I did.
Oh, please see it, for God's sakes. For God's sakes, Mike.
I'd love to see him. He's a good actor. He's a favorite of mine.
Oh, and he starred in the TV series Green Acres, as you said. Actor Edward Albert is his son. And
that's original.
That's fun. Charles Grodin and two people in the same movie at the same birthday.
That is terrible. Well, Charles Grodin actually was April 21st. Yeah, I'm skipping around different days.
Oh,
Get with the program, will you, Jeff? We're on Thursday for crying out loud. Jeez.
Oh. Well, do you think they had two cakes that week, or do you think they just had the one?
Just
when they
the
were
one,
filming
probably.
The movie.
Just the one, I see.
Okay, we'll start
they probably
with...
celebrated everyone's birthday on the set, you know, for that whole week.
Okay,
one of those things, yeah.
That's right. They have little cheese crackers with chopped liver they put on top. Stuffed little finger foods, like little chickens that make
pigs in a blanket,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, that
right?
kind of stuff. Little chicken things that make your face all greasy, that stuff. Eddie Albert, let's start with you, Mike. How old do you think he is?
Eddie Albert, I would say he was, right now, he's 64, 63, 64, no, wait a second, let me correct that. I would say,
it was early to mid-60s.
65.
You want to say 65?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we'll put that up on our electronic scoreboard, 65.
Right.
And, Kay, what do you say?
77.
77. Okay, Dave?
69.
Okay, Gabby?
72.
72. And Tony?
76.
That's the spirit.
Okay. And Jack, what do you say?
82.
82. Okay, actually, he's younger than any of you have said. I mean, older, rather, than any of you have said.
Oh.
He's 85. He will be 85.
Yeah. Everyone on this...
What's that, please?
I've been shocked by a lot of these birthdays.
Yeah.
Everyone has been...
Thousands
older
of
than
years
we
old.
Yeah.
Older than you thought. That's right.
So, Norm, we all lost.
Now, well, Jack came the closest. See, that's the idea. Whoever comes the closest.
I see.
So, Jack, because Jack said 82. He was the closest. And within 3 years. Ooh. So, Jack now has tied. He's got two, and so has Dave, and so has Kay, and one apiece with Mike and Tony.
And Gabby?
Nothing.
Gabby's sitting there with a can of beans.
A big goose egg.
I said, there's nothing going on for me. How's your old weapon?
Anyway,
right,
okay.
I'm listening and
okay. You're enjoying yourself.
Laughing.
What the heck? That's right. Friday, April 23rd is the birthday of Valerie Bertinelli.
Ooh.
Valerie Bertinelli. Okay, we'll start with you, Jack, since you seem to exert such a great deal of enthusiasm.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Kind
of pretty for a girl, I thought.
Oh,
yeah.
Fine.
Pixie-ish.
Pixie-ish, you might say that, yes.
Who's she married to?
She's married to Eddie Albert.
Eddie Van Albert.
Yeah, that's right.
She's 30. Four.
34. Okay, Tony?
33.
33. Gabby?
36.
36. Dave?
She's 32.
She's 32.
Oh, Dave sounds awfully sure.
Oh, he does he? Well, but you sounded awfully sure, too.
Yeah, that's just kind of a smoke screen.
Yeah. That's He's the way bluffing. You have to be. In this business, you got to be a good bluffer.
Yeah.
You have to go to the boss and pretend you know what you're talking about.
Some people have a poker face. He's got a birthday face.
Some people have a poker face. He has a birthday face.
Because mine's waxed. That's the difference.
I see. Yes. Okay. Kay, what do you think?
31.
31. And Mike?
32, sir.
32, sir. Okay, actually, 33 is correct.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's Tony, who's now...
Zing.
Hey. Now is the tie. We got a tie between, among Kay, Dave, Tony, and Jack. So we'll have a tiebreaker now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give you one more birthday for April 23rd on Friday. And thank you just so darn much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. Let me pick a good one here. How about Shirley Temple Black? That'd be good. Oh, that'd be just so good. Shirley Temple Black. I'm so pleased with that one.
Who is Shirley Temple Black?
Shirley Temple? You know Shirley Temple?
I know Shirley Temple, yeah.
Okay.
Same person.
Same person. Her marriage name is Black because she's married to a man named
Black. Mr. Black.
Mr. Yes. Black. She's married to Mr. Black, that's right. She was a child star of the 1930s, I guess everybody know. She grew up married, had three children, was named U.S. ambassador to several different countries. She was the youngest person to accumulate an estate of $1 million before she was 10 years old. By the age of 11, she'd blown it all in a Las Vegas casino. and is now married to a male stripper. And I made that up. Well, Mr. Black is certainly not a male stripper.
Hey, you know yes. What?
Yeah?
You should be in Las Vegas yourself.
I should be because I'm a witty fellow, eh?
No, he meant to get you off the air. He's not listening anymore.
I should try to make a living at something, and
that's
it's certainly
right.
Not this. Maybe
Wayne Newton could use you as a sidekick.
Wayne Newton, my hero.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My hero, too.
Oh, well, your hero also, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, if I could sing like Wayne Newton, I'd be out there in Las Vegas snapping my fingers and wearing expensive, gaudy, ostentatious clothes.
If you could sing like Wayne Newton, you should jump off a building.
I should do what?
Jump off a building. I hate Wayne Newton.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, I wish he'd jump off a building, and that would solve the whole business. Okay. Hey, Gabby, we're going to start with you now, okay? The age of Shirley Temple Black.
63.
63. Okay. And Kay?
69.
69 says Kay. What do you say, Mike?
65.
65, okay. Mike says 65. And Dave?
Through quantum mathematics, I've decided it's 69.
69. Okay, Jack?
67.
67. Tony?
62.
62. Shirley Temple Black on Friday, the 23rd actually will be 65, which is what Mike said.
Oh.
So that makes another tie. We didn't break a tie. We made another tie. Because with two apiece, we have two apiece by Mike, Kay, Dave, Tony, and everybody but you, Gabby. You're just kind of sitting there all alone doing nothing.
It's those damn beans.
Yeah.
It's
the beans.
No. I'm always getting them when I'm listening to the radio. I get all of the ages.
Maybe if we just put aside the beans and walk through the prairie, maybe a little blood will flow through our bodies. We'll be able to think a little bit better.
Maybe we should go to Vegas, huh?
Maybe we should go to Vegas.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Let's not take Mike with us, okay?
Can we take your plane?
Well, we got a lot of witty people here today. Okay, let me try one more. See if this will break the tie. How about Herve, how do you pronounce it, Villachez?
Hervé Villachez?
Yeah, the guy from Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
Grotesque little man on the Dunkin' Donuts.
Grotesque, that's the one, yeah. He is grotesque, isn't he?
That's perfect. Perfect, Jack. Grotesque little man on the Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right. That's right.
That is exactly.
That's right. The plane. Shut up, grotesque little man. You think we don't know what a plane is?
Hervé
damn you.
Villachez in.
That's the original little man.
Yeah, Hervé Villachez is the grotesque young man, or grotesque man. I won't say young or old, because that would be giving you a
tip-off.
We said
little, so.
Little man, that's right.
That's kind of redundant, though, isn't it?
Little man?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, little midget would be redundant.
Okay.
But
he is.
Because there are big men, too.
He is.
Well, if you said little hair of, well, I don't know. Anyway.
There are plenty of little people who are not grotesque, so, you know.
That's true. Huh?
Okay. We're going to start with you, Mike. Villachez.
What?
Whatever I said. The plane, that guy.
You know, I have a story. I read this about his wife, who said, did you remember this story, Jack?
Do
you
know?
Because you started to laugh because it's a very funny story. Now, if I can remember exactly how it was put, he one day gave her the thrill of a lifetime. He walked into the shower when she was taking a shower, covered in chocolate pudding.
Oh, jeez.
And her quote was, if you haven't had a midget with, if you haven't eaten chocolate pudding off a midget, you haven't lived.
Wow.
Is she a midget too?
No, she's not.
what do you suppose the charm was of him that would make...
That was a fantasy maybe. She always had. He walked in like that, and if you haven't licked chocolate pudding off a midget, you haven't lived.
She divorced him immediately after because she had done all that she wanted to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's lived the life.
Yeah, I'd like to buy some of that stuff we advertise here for motion sickness. Just the thought of it, you get... Ooh. Mike, what do you think? How old is pudding. How old is
just
this?
Just the mere mention of my wife licking pudding off me made me sick.
No, nobody's here, Mike. We all just closed up the door. We went away. Can't you see the closed sign on the door?
Julio Villachez.
Yeah, how old is he?
How old is she?
How old is he?
How old is
He.
I would say he was, my guess would be 38.
38, okay.
Is that his height or his...
I wish.
Might be his IQ.
Yeah, it could be his IQ.
Yeah. Kay, what do you think?
40.
40. Okay, Dave?
45.
45 says Dave. Do I hear 46? Gabby, what do you think?
46.
Oh, I do hear 46. I was just joking. I don't mean to influence anybody.
The lady with no teeth.
Yeah, that's right. That's what 46 sounds like. Tony, what do you say?
45.
45. And Jack?
53.
53. Ooh. Okay, now let's see if we're going to break the tie finally. He is 50. Actually, he will be 50.
Jack wins.
Friday. Pardon me?
Jack wins.
Jack, Jack said 53. He's within 3 years.
Somebody said 47, didn't they?
No, nobody said 46. No. 46 was the closest the other way. No, it would be you, Jack. Ooh. So you broke the tie.
Yeah.
And so you are the winner, and you are an employee of this organization. Therefore, you're ineligible for a prize. So I don't
Do
have
I
to.
Do I get a prize for losing?
Gabby,
cannabis.
Gabby, you're pulling all the strings, you know, don't you? You're a desperate little person.
Yes, I'm dying for some cheap little gift.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, Gabby, because you didn't get...
Norm will be right over.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to send, via Chase, if you're dying for a cheap little gift.
Covered in pudding.
Yeah, covered in chocolate pudding.
That's right. Not that type.
Anyway, I want to thank you all for playing the game. You're all just splendid. You took the game and raised it to new heights, especially you, Mike.
You're okay. Norm, yes. I appreciate being on your show because you're one dynamite guy.
Hey, you're okay. Thank you, Mike. That's nice of you to say. Thanks for being on. Take care of yourself.
I wonder, you being dynamite, I wonder if Mike had a blast.
Okay.
You don't want to make him angry. Yep. He's got a short fuse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kay, I want to thank you very much. You've been just so darn wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Norm. I won't be jealous anymore now that I've been on the show.
There's no need to be jealous because you're a good person in your own...
I wish you were on every night, Norm.
Oh, God, I wish that too, Kay. God,
okay.
Do I wish that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Okay. And Dave, thanks a lot. You're okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. And thank you too, Gabby. You've been a good sport for somebody with no teeth.
Well, listen, I can get some sleep next week, doll, that you're not going to be on.
Oh, what a sweet...
That's I listen to you when you're on.
Thanks,
you're very relaxing.
Thank you very much, Gabby.
And I do get a few laughs, which I don't get during the day.
Do you get any romantic feelings at all?
Pardon me?
Never mind. Hey, thanks very much, Gabby.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yep,
bye-bye.
She said she relaxes. You relax her, Norm. And it can make you move, you know. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. You are falling in love. You are relaxing and thinking erotic thoughts of me, honey. No, that'll never make it. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot.
Again, thank you.
We'll check your traffic report again soon, 15 minutes or so. I just got a note from the...
Yeah, you're due for a checkup. We got to check your traffic report.
Yeah, that's right, too. If you'll just rinse, please. Meantime, and... I don't know, and what?
Just slip into this Johnny, and
we'll
just
lay down on the paper-covered table.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like a slab of meat and at the butcher shop.
The nurse will be in just a moment. His name is Fred. You recognize me as a beard and no teeth. I talk to you soon, Jack.
Okay.
What do you say we have a good laugh again this morning? Want to do that later
on? You didn't say goodbye to me.
I haven't said goodbye to Jack yet either.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
No, I just, because I wanted to hear, because a lot of people like Jack's laugh. And if there's not too much traffic press, we can do it again around 4:30.
Absolutely.
Could we chuckle now for World Brotherhood?
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, the world is a little closer together because of our sacrifice. Okay, and thank you very much, Tony. Of course, as always, and I want you to hang up on me right while while you're talking.
Oh,
that was very good. I don't understand WBZ allowing this kind of a stupid program on the air.
Todd Adams of Haverhill, Massachusetts, is telling us about his skin problems.
I come in from mowing the lawn, and my left foot was killing me. It was just itching between the toes. Burning and itching together. You want anything to touch it.
But Todd Adams got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
You take a shower, and after shower, Then I would apply Gobot medicated powder in between the toes, and just absolutely terrific. Cools, and you put your socks on, your shoes on, your feet are comfortable, and you don't have any more problems.
Gold Bond's triple action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's triple action Gold Bond.
It stops a pain instantly. Gold Bond powder. That's the difference between a good day and a bad day. Without it, it's a bad day.
Try triple action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS stores.
WBZ and the Lottery have teamed up to make you a Boston Marathon winner. We'll give you a head start by sending you to the start of all marathons, Greece. Stop by any lottery agent directly along the marathon route and pick up your official entry blank. Send it in with a non-winning lottery ticket and you could win a seven-day cruise on Sunline Cruises, including round-trip air from Boston via Olympic Airways. Same plane, no pain to Greece. No purchase necessary. All entries must be received by April 27th. Contact WBZ for complete contest rules. Be a winner with a Mass State Lottery, Olympic Airlines, and WBZ. News Radio 1030.
If you suffer from motion sickness caused by car, train, plane, or boat, listen. We just got back from this great vacation in Hawaii, and for the first time in my life, I didn't get airsick. You know what made the difference? Marazine.
It's time you discovered doctor-recommended Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel, help prevent that queasy, nauseous feeling, help treat the dizziness and sickness motion can cause.
My wife tried Marazine, too. She said she didn't get all of that marked drowsiness with Marazine that she used to get with Dramamine.
That's because Marazine contains a medically proven medication Dramamine doesn't have, an ingredient that won't cause all of the marked drowsiness Dramamine may cause.
Marazine tablets sure worked for us. I'd recommend Marazine to anyone who doesn't want to experience motion sickness.
Marazine tablets. Don't suffer needlessly. Get Marazine today. Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel. Use only as directed. Available at leading drugstores everywhere.
Okay, we'll be around till about another half hour or so, 35, 40 minutes. And I'd love to hear from you. 254-1030. Area code is 617. And whatever may be on your mind would be fun to hear. Okay, here's the song that's climbing up on the Billboard charts. Hello, Bluebird. Everybody join in now. Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy I just want to sing. Hello, Bluebird. One of the early rap songs. Friends that are real. Old folks, sweethearts. Oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, Bluebird. Hello. Oh, this music, man, this is really hot. Or as Gabby Hayes would say,
this music is really hot.
And as Arthur Godfrey would say, oh, just love that wonderful, wonderful, oh, wonderful, wonderful music. Oh, yes. Perhaps I should sing it too. Oh, hello, hello there, you bluebird. I got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy. I just want to sing hello, bluebird. Oh, blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweethearts. Oh, how I feel. I'll not go roam. Oh, play it, oh, my. Hello, bluebird. Hello. The chorus now, everybody.
All day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello.
Hello, bluebird. Everybody now.
Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy. I just want to sing.
Everybody.
Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real. Oh, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again.
That's whistling, by, incidentally, by Aloys Avrilla. Of a student of the Elmo Tanner School of Whistling. Okay, Sidney Lefkowitz, one of the world's great trombone players, man. Make it down and dirty. Bring it home. Bring it out to me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, man. Ooh, I can hardly catch my breath with all, ooh, eh, ooh, wow. Anyways, a minute before, that was acting. Anyways, a minute before 4 o'clock, what we're going to do in a minute from now, if you think we haven't reached the heights already, or if you think we already have, we have just begun. We're going to have the news, and then we're going to have another half hour or so, and we'll be talking with you, you betcha. The phone number is 25, we have about two open lines at the moment, 254 1030, area code 617. Okay, we'll have the news, then we'll get back to you, Sam, Joe, Fred, Bill, Annie, Aloys, Jesh, Jim, Sydney, and Alicia. I think it was Walter, and Walter also, and you two. We still have 17 lines open because we have a lot of lines coming in. Anyway, 254-1030. Tony Nesbitt, our producer. It's 20 seconds away from news time at 4 o'clock.
Follow the news as it changes over the course of the day. Check in often for news all day, starting at 5 a.m. Only on News Radio 1030, WBZ, Boston.
Didn't you just love when Norm was laughing at himself and said, "I'm having such a good time, I wish you'd join me," and then continues to laugh? Kay's impression of Debbie was unexpected and so funny. Gabby Benny showing up from the great beyond. And I'm seriously considering making the Chuckle for World Brotherhood a thing. What do you think? I'm going to take this moment to apologize for searing the image of a chocolate pudding-covered Hervé Velleges into your collective minds. However, for some reason, I'm craving a Jell-O pudding cup right now. In beans. Now's a good time to close the vault and ride those radio waves home. For Norm's grandmother, Glinka Peyota, the clientele, first-timers, cold milk, executive decisions, pitiful hosts who need pitying regarding their pitiful impressions. Gabby Hayes, Jeez Goralnik, Sarah Nathan, polished and waxed cheeks, the planet Neptune, chicken things that make your face all greasy, bluffers, poker faces, Wayne Newton, dynamite guys with short fuses having a blast, Todd Adams, Gil Santos, Gold Bond, Marazine, Sunline Cruises, Olympic Airlines, Greece, Arthur Godfrey, Aloys Avrilla, Elmo Tanner, Sidney Lefkowitz, Bluebirds, Jack Hart, and the Heartbreak Kid himself, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.